More sports now, less extreme. For day-to-day contributor Marcos McPeak Villatoro, this season revives memories of his first stumbling steps in the game of baseball.
I grew up fearing the outfield. In fifth grade, the coach would say, "Put McPeak out there, way out there." And everyone in fifth grade knew I was scared stiff of the pop fly. There was something about a hard, round projectile zooming down towards you, something that made me not want to lift my glove in front of my face to try to catch it. Even worse, I had Tourette's syndrome. What if I had to twitch and I jerked the glove away at the wrong moment, leaving the ball lodged in my forehead, my skull pinned to the outfield, and the pitcher asking, "Does that count as a catch?" Baseball brings some people soft focus memories of their youth. It brings me out in a cold sweat. But at some point in life, you have to face your demons. So a few weeks ago, I plucked up my courage and took the kids to what was my first Dodgers game. Juan Encarnacion was playing right field for the Dodgers, Kevin Griffey of the Reds stepping up to bat. Griffey pops the ball, it floats, careening through space. But nobody worries because there's Juan nest-handed, waiting for that bird to land. I didn't really want to go to that game. My wife got some cheap tickets and dragged me there. And there we sat with our four kids, all wearing Sean Green t-shirts that they handed out free at the gate. Sean Green, number 15. Yeah, go, Sean. But I found myself slipping into the role of baseball dad. "David, son, that was a foul ball." Heck, I nearly convinced myself I knew what I was talking about. But I couldn't remember all the rules, so I called my father-in-law in Iowa. Lord knows why, but when I got on the phone, I had the sudden urge to impress him. "Yeah, Don, listen, Paul LaDuca just popped the ball." I was reading the cheat sheet on the big digital board. "You know LaDuca leads the league with a 5.12 average, but tonight he's not even gotten to first base." And my father-in-law said, "Who are you?" Take me out to the ball game, sitting in the stadium doing the wave with 56,000 other fans. My family ate cotton candy and sang that old cliched song. It was only a game, 18 players, 9 innings, one perfect evening. And you'd never know there was war in the world, or poverty, or fear. How could there be fear in that blissful slow-mo moment when Juan Encarnacion lifts his glove and waits underneath the perfect arch of that pop fly? You know, it kind of reminds me of myself as a kid.
Marcos McPeak Villatoro lives and writes in Los Angeles. His new book of poetry is On Tuesday When the Homeless Disappeared.